What you missed on Midday with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first finance and business station. And we're talking about the financial accounting headaches. Is it the same for larger companies as it is for smaller companies? It's a constant headache for companies to manage their cash flows, have visibility of their accounting books, to scramble towards the end of the month to close those accounts, and even more challenging to predict, allocate accurately and more profitably resources for the next production cycle. So is there help? Actually, there is. Help is at hand from Terry Smag, who's Senior VP of Asia Pacific, and Anne Furlong, who's Director of APAC Customer Team Global Enablement at Blackline. Hi, guys. Good morning. Thanks for coming today.
Good morning. Thank you.
So explain some of the challenges of predicting resource allocation.
So when you talk about resource and challenges across it, there's a couple of things that come up, right? Productivity, efficiency, you know, getting them to be those mundane, labor-intensive, manual-driven processes, right? How do you actually get that to be more streamlined? Because organizations today are looking at a few things, right? They want to get effective results. They want to be extremely efficient, those keywords that you see. But more importantly, they want to get their staff focusing on more strategic initiatives within the organization. You know, getting them to be looking at purpose-built solutions in terms of saying, how do I actually manage this process? How do I, you know, make the organization within that, the functions within the organizations more competitive, right? Giving market insights, you know, getting my financial data-driven reporting elements accurate. So these are some elements where organizations are now really looking at saying, okay, you know, how do we get down that track?
Yeah, that's interesting because I don't think companies generally think of the finance department as a competitive entity. It's not like sales. It's unfortunately not very glamorous, but it is one of the most important elements in a business.
That's correct. So in the accounting world, when you think of the finance team, they're seen as a cost overhead. They're not seen as the value-add strategic partner, and they're kind of kept on the outer skirts. And the challenge that organizations have had in the past is that they haven't had systems to actually drive the value-adding activity. And companies actually scale their organization, focusing on that peak crunch time at the month end. And what companies now need to start looking at is how they can actually streamline their workflow and actually break down that traditional record to report process. So let's not focus on that month end or that period end close. Let's start scaling and look into the value that we can bring by breaking down some of those activities across the actual month. So embed it in the same activities like you get up in the morning, you wash your teeth, you comb your hair. Well, let's start looking at some of our more challenging accounts. And this is where you need to look for solutions to actually say, well, how can we identify those? What are the actual resources we're going to require to actually build in that skilled workforce? So what do I mean by that? Well, we scale our organization to have very highly skilled, qualified accountants doing more of that mundane, onerous task at month end. That's not a value add. And that then repeats that nature that people say, well, finance is just an overhead. It's just a cost center. If we can actually change and break down the users into actually more value-adding activities, being more strategic, then they will actually change the perception of finance. You won't need as many people in the team. You can actually start building up more of your graduate accountants that have a growth path within the organization and be seen to be that strategic value business partner and actually give more valued information more timely.
Funny you should bring up accountants. That's also a field that's going through some changes as well. They want to move away from just the bookkeeping aspect of that job and be more strategic, as Anne said. So that's happening within the finance department of organizations as well?
Absolutely.
So don't forget that, you know, the finance organizations across any industry, but it's the most mission critical function, of course, right? You know, you will have that everywhere and anywhere itself. It's also more importantly for empowering that finance office. So when you talk about accountants, the accountants of yesteryear are still there today, but they are also evolving to changing needs, you know, technology revolution, automation in that process. We hear things about RPA, robotic process automation, making mundane tasks easy in the whole process, taking away all the manual-driven process, but making the accountant's life more strategic and making them more value-added in the whole perspective itself. Yeah, the evolution has seen a fair bit. I mean, Anne could share with you in terms of her evolution, I would say.
Yeah, so the evolution of the accountant has been from when I started doing accounting many years ago, we did our ledgers in paper, A3 ledgers. Then the evolution of Excel and the mouse and function keys. But now accountants shouldn't be spending their time actually producing reconciliations. What they should, if we can produce from an accounting system the trial balance, the reconciliations, which is the most fundamental core of a financial statement, have been automatically been prepared, the accountants now spend their time doing the value add activity, doing the explanation, identifying opportunities, identifying any risks that occur within the actual balance sheet and the P&L. And accountants today don't want to be doing journals as of yesteryear, don't want to be doing any of the reconciliations. They want to be the analytics. They want to be able to say, I want to add value. I want to come to work and say that I'm actually giving something back to my organisation. We still need some people to do some of the more low-level work as we start to drive through that process automation. But let's give the accountants what they want to do and actually give them more of that value add. And even the evolution of the office of the CFO is changing. The CFO is no longer just the CFO. They're also in operations. They're also looking after the HR. They're also maybe looking after technology. So we have to embrace that. And accounting bodies are also teaching accountants to actually be taken on more of those roles as well. So it's really in this era of change.
You mentioned data analytics also as part of the accountant's area. That's a bigger area. And to get somebody to be able to break down data, to be able to present it in a palatable fashion, because, you know, it's all Greek to some of us. That's a challenging aspect.
It definitely is. And we're needing accountants and those, that type of skill set to actually be brought in. Now, it's not something that people are born with. You actually have to train people to be more of those data scientists and to be able to analyze. And because we've got systems that can do the mundane work, and we've got BI tools as well, and we've got things that can do different types of visualizations, we now need to focus on how do we understand the data. The challenge that some people have is that they're so good at the doing, they don't actually understand the why. So, for example, if I say, well, my cash balance has increased, explain why. Sometimes I get the answer from customers, I've got more money in my bank. Or that's clear. I know I've got more money in my bank, but why? Well, is it because we haven't paid our payables? Is it related to we've actually collected more cash? Is it just some form of equity injection? Is there any other types of changing that are happening in the organisation? So being able to explain actually adds value to the organisation and then really gears us up to be that strategic business partner, but really data scientists are where the evolution of accounting is going.
Would you say then larger companies have a better time at it because they just have more people, more financial muscle to hire the appropriate people versus an SME?
Well, you know, fundamentally, if you kind of think about it, right, what is data analytics? So let's go back a few steps here. You're looking at data analytics to do a few things, right? Improve fraud detection, for example, right? Reduce your compliance risk, you know, give you more financial strength in the data that you're seeing from a perspective itself, and that goes across everything. Be it large or small, you know, be it a large organization or not, the larger they get, sometimes they get a bit more complex. You know, I don't like that color of that report, right? Because that marketing function is not what it is, right? And then you get that data report being sent back. Now, the question is that providing you any insight? Is it giving any data-driven insights from the whole perspective itself? Small organizations, I think small organizations are in a fantastic position because they are nimble, they're agile, right? They want to streamline their process. And obviously, you know, cost is a concern, I would say, for both organizations here. As you can see, a lot of organizations are streamlining and consolidating that. But it boils down to how operations it is. To Anne's point earlier, the office of the CFO is no longer the same. It's just not a financial perspective itself. Tell me what it is. Give me my statements at the end of the month. Let me go through auditing and give you my annual report. It is changing. And I think that functions across the organizations are getting more nimble to say, you know what? We want to add more insights to what it is, be it with people or with the data that we already have.
Let's then talk about SMEs and then in general. Mm-hmm. We have 99% of companies mm-hmm. here in Singapore being SMEs. It powers 50% of the economy, hires 70% of the workforce here. What are some of the challenges they face when it comes to managing financial accounting? Is it an unwillingness to adopt, still using the abacus maybe?
Well, you know, I think that's interesting there. One of it is the most, it's costs, right? The most prevalent, a lot of the SMEs would say, you know what, how much would this software cost me? You know, how much of infrastructure do I need to invest in? Blackline's unique that way, right? Because you want it, it's cloud-based. And being a cloud-based solution, it gives them the agility and you know, provide them any effort at any point of time. Because SMEs, as you rightly pointed out, they're everywhere and anywhere. Right, so they want to be agile that way. Cost being one, being prohibitive. The other one in terms of, you know, how much of skill sets do I want to actually get up and you know, educate in the whole process? Do I need to train and retrain? As you know, employees do stay not for a very long time. And that comes to a point by itself. So the SMEs are firstly always taken aback by from a cost perspective. But I think the good thing about where here we are in Singapore is that we've got a Singapore government really supporting the SME, cost. You've got productivity grants, you've got efficiency grants where they are actually helping, and the accounting finance office is one of it where productivity grants are highly given out, right?
But it's always challenging, I think, for a smaller company, let's say to adopt sure. Blackline, which is a cloud-based software solution, mm-hmm. but they've got the staff who's been with them for decades and perhaps, like I mentioned, still using the abacus. Mm. Getting them on board is challenging. A small company doesn't have the muscle to hire the correct talent. How do you think they can get past that?
Well, to jump in there, it's not just about hiring the right talent. You have the experts in your team today that know the business, which is powerful.
But what if they're still stuck in that bookkeeping aspect of it?
We can change. So this is where, by using Blackline, we have online training, we have training experts, and it really comes down to, let's automate what you're doing today. We're not going to change dramatically how they're doing it. We're just going to make it more efficient. We're going to, so instead of them actually, and typically they'll be downloading the files from last month, updating, resaving, and then publishing it maybe by printing. What we're going to be doing is taking that feed from their systems, producing it in a view that they can actually go in and populate the item. What we can also do is take them to the next stage. We can actually pre-populate all of the supporting items from their general ledger that make up and substantiate the balance. So now, instead of them spending that time doing that, we now get them to the part they actually start thinking about the value add. And that's where it comes down to change management. So it needs to come down to the organization to determine, are we ready to start embracing this change? If we don't, what does that mean for our future state in the business?
Kodak or something.
Is correct.
Exactly, yeah.
It's perfect.
That's a perfect example there, yeah. And I think it's a mindset shift, right? You talk about the change of the accountant's perspective, but I think within organizations, we are so embrace of technology today. Everything is automated, and so is the finance world. People are not wanting to spend the 12, 14 hours a day reconciling books at the end of the month, you know, and saying what's going on. They want to get alive. So they will actually embrace that. And if the solutions out there, just like Blackline, you know, provides that ability, people are actually going to embrace it.
Is it this continuous accounting and that you were describing? And so this takes away the time needed at the end of the month to scramble and makes it how short? Is there a ballpark?
Yeah, so traditionally, and I'll talk to my own experience, I used to spend 22 hours a day closing the books for 10 days because I didn't have systems.
22 hours? Okay.
22 hours because we had to get the work done. We're working for a very large organization in Australia. We didn't have a choice. What we then have actually brought into this is if you break down those items across the actual month, the actual peak and necessary to work those extended hours have been removed. You can identify problems early in the process, early in the month. You can address them. You give information to the management. So when it comes to the month end, it should be the same as if it's week one, week two, week three, month ends, period, quarter ends, year ends, should not phase and bring a cold sweat to the accounting team. It should be, oh, we're just going into another month end, produce our results. And the idea, and we've got organizations gone from a 10-day close to a 6-day close to a 1-day close. Now, they're not starting the books 10 days earlier. They're actually working throughout the whole month. And then when they come to the month end, they actually get the results in the morning, close the books in the afternoon, and move on. And closing the books, meaning running the TB, producing my financial reports, and closing my balance sheet reconciliations as well. So it's not, let's get the P&L and then spend 10 days working on the recs. So you can actually save time there.
Hasn't mom been telling us to do that since we were kids? You know, yep. Study a bit every day,
every day
so
exactly.
You don't have to leave it to exam time to scramble, right?
Stop procrastinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And being mission critical as a function, right? Yeah, this can't be left towards the end of it all because you wanna highlight or detect any anomalies within the organizations early in that process and not have a rear view perspective saying, oh, you know what, we'll do it better next month. So, but you're correct, you know, it's just one of those things there.
And next month never really turns up. So traditionally what we find is that they'll put items on their reconciliations. And unfortunately, you never have time to go back and fix what you didn't do last month. And you continually keep compounding that problem. By using a tool as such as Blackline, we can identify those items. We can age the items appropriately. And then you can have reports. And these are not just reports somebody has to go and run. You can schedule them, you can look at them, you can download them onto your mobile app. So as you're doing your WhatsApp messaging, you can be looking at how well your performance is going and then say, hey, send a note to somebody, can you follow up on this for me? So it's very much proactive alerting and actually raising that visibility across the whole process.
How easy is it for companies to adopt Blackline? Would it be easier if they were ground zero and had nothing versus they already had some systems in place and needed to change it?
It depends. So we've had organisations buy Blackline mm-hmm. at ground zero where they're just really starting. And then you're on this journey with them as they adapt and bring in other solutions. We've had companies that have been using dinosaur, archaic solutions for 20, 30 years and we've gone on with them with a transformational journey. It really is a very easy tool. It does complement the closing process. What it also does is it gives you a repository that says, well, let's see how we're doing now as compared to previously. We also have the ability to identify where things aren't working. So use it as a process improvement tool rather than just a closing process tool.
Are there fears that maybe your accounting staff or financial staff become obsolete?
I don't think it's only happening here in the finance world. It happens everywhere, right? Are robots going to take over our day-to-day jobs, right? The whole automation, perspective that's happening right now is an evolution, but it's an evolution for us to embrace the change for better productivity, for better efficiency. You know, we talk about strategic imperatives within what an organization wants. That's exactly what automation is striving to do. There will be some mundane tasks where it might be better off to get robots to do it just because they are mundane. Right. And that might be across both from a production standpoint or both from a theoretical perspective. But I think when you look at, you know, mission critical accounting, financial perspective itself, the automation here is more innovation. You know, it's more. So when we see data scientists, they're actually just innovating the data that's already there because no one can sell you that data. The data is within the organization itself. Similarly for finance, you know, the tacit knowledge, which is so intrinsic within an individual, cannot be replaced, right? So let's take that out and empower them to do higher strategic initiatives and use automation to help them in their day-to-day lives itself.
I don't know, Terry. Skynet and Terminator and all that might very well be a reality. A big thank you to Terry Smug, who's Senior VP at APEC, and Furlong, Director APEC Customer Team Global Enablement at Blackline. You can find them at blackline.com, blacklin.com. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.